Well, as I mentioned, Advent is a special season. Indeed, it is a penitential season of the church. That is why, just as in Lent, we wear purple in the season of Advent. It represents our sorrow and our penance for our sins. So, of course, what better way to enter into this season of penance than to make use of the sacrament of penance, which is to say, to go to confession, right? Everybody's favorite sacrament. But the prophet Isaiah, in our first reading today, he asks a good question, one that we can really reflect on. He says, "Why? Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not?" Can you say that? Can you say that God hardens our hearts? I mean, obviously you can. The prophet Isaiah does. But what does that mean, right? Now, of course, we know that sometimes our hearts are hardened because of the things that we choose to do, right? Very often we end up with a hardened heart by heading down that slippery slope from one little sin to the next to the next. You start off by committing that sin of sloth, and then before you noticed it, you've committed that sin of gluttony and then of lust. And before you know it, you're into sins of envy and pride. And you never really paid a great deal of attention because it was that slippery slope. And your heart just kind of built up this crust of numbness around itself. Or, of course, as we know, there are those sins that we have ceased to really feel sorry for because they are repetitive in our lives. I mean, you know, the first time you shoplift, you probably feel bad about it. The 15th time, not so much, right? It's become a habit in your life. And we all have sins like that that build up in our lives that we do again and again, and we kind of lose the sense of how bad they are, you know, how sorry we should be for them. So, you know, we understand that, I think, that we sometimes choose to do things that make our hearts hard. And certainly, the sacrament of penance is a wonderful way to kind of break through that self-inflicted hardness. But is there really a way that God himself hardens our hearts? What does that mean? I think all of us at some point in our lives will have this experience where we commit some sin, we refuse in some way to follow God where he's calling us to be, whatever, and we know that that is wrong, but we don't feel bad about it. We don't feel guilty about it. And we're not living a life of sin or committing this sin again and again necessarily. We do it and we're surprised sometimes that we don't feel bad about it. Why does God do that? Why does he sometimes not allow us to feel guilty, to feel bad for what we have done? I think it's because, you know, a lot of the times when we fall into sin, it is because we have followed our feelings or our passions or our emotions to get there, right? And God is saying to us, when he hardens our hearts in those moments, he is saying to us, you cannot run your entire life based off of how you feel, right? Today I feel attracted to sin, so I fall into sin. Tomorrow I feel bad about it, so I go and seek repentance. God says, no, I want you to be sorry for your sins, not because you feel bad about them necessarily. I mean, feelings are good. God made them. But they are also disordered by the fall, by the original sin. And so they are not always the most accurate things to run our lives by. And so God sometimes takes those feelings away to us because he is saying, I want you to use your mind, to use your intellect that I gave you, to use that will that I gave you, and to choose to repent, not because you feel bad about it, but because you know that that is the right thing to do. That is the great act of faith that sometimes we make when we experience this hardness of heart. And that hardness of heart, too, can be cured in the sacrament of penance. I want to just finish today by saying, you know, we're in this special year that Bishop Foyes has asked us to pray for vocations to the priesthood. And we, I'm sure, have often in our lives thought about the sacrament of penance, but I wonder how often we've thought about it from the perspective of the priest. What is confession like for the priest? When I was a seminarian and a new priest, my mother used to say to me, how can you hear confessions? You know, isn't that like really depressing to go in and listen to everybody's problems and their off awful, terrible secret sins and whatever, you know? And that might be the way that you would expect it. But it certainly is not that way. I can tell you, after 6 years of being a priest, one of the most blessed and joyful moments of my life is when I am able to offer people the sacrament of penance. It is a source of grace in two ways. First of all, as I sit there and listen to the people of God confess their sins, I have never heard one sin confessed that I didn't know I could also commit myself, right? Nobody's ever confessed a sin when I was like, oh my gosh, you're just such an awful, terrible person, you know, right? It's like, if it was not for the grace of God, I would be committing that sin myself. There, but for the grace of God, go I. And so it reminds me of how great the grace of God is in my life, that He preserves me all the time from all these sins that I don't even think about. You know, but He saves me. And He does that to all of us. How many more sins will we not commit each day if it was not for the grace of God preserving us from falling into those sins? So it's, for me, such a great experience of God's grace in my own life to listen to people's confessions. But even more than that, it is such a great grace to see the healing mercy of Jesus Christ at work. You know, sometimes, especially when somebody really has something difficult to confess, they're upset. They're upset by the end of their confession, as you can imagine. Sometimes they break into tears and things like that. It's difficult to see because, of course, it's difficult to do. It's difficult to acknowledge what terrible things we sometimes do, how we make ourselves sinners. And what they experience in that moment, what we all experience in that moment, as we confess our really deepest, darkest sins, is we experience the fear of God, right? As Isaiah says, why do you harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Having broken through that hardness, we experience that fear of God. We know that we deserve God's punishment in that moment. The Book of Wisdom says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning, but it's not the end of wisdom. See, and that's the great joy and the great blessing and privilege of being a priest, is in those moments as people are so upset and feel that fear of their relationship with God, I am able to offer them the mercy of God. So I often say to people when they are feeling upset after confession, you know, Jesus says in the gospel, there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who have no need of repentance. And they just get this big smile on their face, right? You know, you can tell that they have experienced the mercy and the love of God. It's such a great privilege. So I would say to any of you single men out there who are perhaps discerning a call to the priesthood, never let fear of the sacrament of penance stop you. It is not a difficult or a disturbing experience. It is a great joy, a great blessing, not only to experience ourselves in the sacrament, that the great mercy of God, but as a priest, to offer that mercy of God. So let us, in this season of Advent, this season of penance, let us make use of this great sacrament of penance and pray. Pray for priests who will be true shepherds, true images of the heart, the merciful heart of Jesus Christ, who can offer the grace and mercy of Jesus to each and every one of us.